is when we changed last week. But welcome to the Midway Water Advisory Board meeting for December 5th. We've got everybody in place except for Councilman Daugherty. It was meeting with Heber Light and Power, so the mayor would be voting on behalf of Midway City. And we got Councilman Drury on Zoom.
And just to be fair, he has a party going on at his house, so he'd really appreciate it if we could move this fast.
Yeah. And we have Grant representing the irrigation company and Lance Morrison representing the irrigation company. So with that being said, we need an approval for the general consent calendar, which covers the agenda for tonight and the meeting minutes for November 7th.
So moved.
We have a motion.
I'll second it.
We have a second by mayor. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Why?
Motion passes. I think he
was... Oh, that was an aye, not a nay?
Yeah.
Sorry. He was just delayed.
I was getting defensive.
Yeah.
All right.
So the first item on the agenda is Springer Farms, 65 North, 200 West. Mike?
All right. Yeah, thank you, Steve. Members of the Water Board. So Springer Farms, we looked at this property just as a lot of record. They have the old Springer home on the property. They wanted to save the house. They weren't able to save it. Had some issues, so they had to demolish it. So we've looked at this, and I'll go over what the previous recommendation was, but now we're looking at it's a commercial condominium development in the code. And so we'll take a look at the plans, we'll look at what's been accredited, also what they've deeded over to the city, and then what they need to do to fill the gap on the water rights. So this property is 1.26 acres. This fills the entire area of the C3 zone, the commercial zone. There's frontage on 200 West. They do have access out to Main Street, but that's just going to be for utilities at this point. It fronts on Town Square. It will be recorded as one plat, so we don't have any phasing with this plan. There'll be private driveways, parking, and landscaping will be, and common area that will be maintained by the Property Owners Association. There's four buildings in this plan with 20 different units. So there's 8 lower floor commercial buildings, including 2 possible restaurants. There's 10 upper floor short-term rentals. And they will not include kitchens, wet bars, or individual laundry facilities. So they're just straight hotel rooms. There's one administrative office, and then there's one full dwelling unit above the restaurant. So this is a change from what we looked at before. Before, we had a unit that didn't have a kitchen, and so we just looked at the bathrooms and the laundry facilities of 0.6 acre feet. This will be a full unit of 0.8 acre feet now. So here is a map of the property. Zoom in a little bit, you can see Town Square over here on the east. This is Main Street down here on the south, and then 200 West. And you can see the utilities, they connected the sewer, they brought it there just because of the gravity. They've got to go down to Main Street. And I think we're looping the water too, for the culinary. So the initial review, this was on April 4th of this year for Springer Village, and what we looked at was just 8/10 of an acre, so just part of the property that's in the commercial zone. Now we're looking at all of this. So this area, this strip of land, plus this 8/10 of an acre. They've got this other property over here that we're determining if it's a lot of record right now. If it's not a lot of record, they'll have to plat a one-lot subdivision to put a home on that property. So we'll see that at some future.
Tonight they're not looking for water.
Yeah,
does their access come through that?
So for this commercial development, they don't need 2 points of access. So they just have 1 access off Second West.
So they can come off Second West.
Yeah, they can come off Second West. So UDOT's been involved in this process, and so they'll be able to just access off Second West. So again, this part we'll look at a future meeting, either as a lot of record or as a subdivision. So one of the two.
Can you go back to that map?
Yeah.
You're on the north, your red line, it goes across there. 060371 is the parcel we're looking at.
This?
Plus.
Yeah. That 133053 that showed to be part of this same parcel at one time Is this not, that not included?
Yeah, that's owned by some people out of Texas.
So it was included in the hayfield or the farm?
I actually don't know the history of this piece. And so it probably was that way at one point in time. But it hasn't been that way for a while now. I don't know when that
but whenever changed. The photo was done, it looks like one continuous piece.
Yeah, I don't think they've done it in recent years, but you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago, probably happened. Now I do have the deeds. What we're trying to determine is if this property here, including this access, if this is a lot of record. If it is a lot of record, they can do a lot line adjustment and move the lot line here, and we'd be able to issue a building permit on this piece. If it's not, they'll have to record a plat for that. So we're in the process of figuring that out right now. But either way, again, a lot of record here or subdivision, they'll come before the water board for that. So this was the old house. This is what they're building right now. This is the water requirements on April 4th were based off of this plan. So this plan shows all the outside irrigation, which included, and this is the 8/10 of an acre. So the field, this area here, all of the landscaping, that's what we calculated before. And then within the structure, including this landscaping around the new restaurant, and we calculated the water based off of the use of the building, which hasn't changed. The only thing that's changing is the upper floor is now going to be a full unit, so that would increase from 0.6 acre feet up to 0.8 acre feet. And there's the upper. So instead of having a wet bar, this will have a full kitchen in this spot. So this was the previous recommendation based off of what we just looked at. They came out to, actually, let me jump forward. This is it right here. So we calculated out the water for the restaurant based off of how many seats there are. We also, the rental unit again wasn't a full unit, so it was 0.6. This is the outside irrigation. So that came out to 4.5 acre feet. We credited the old house that predated our system with 1.5 acre feet. And Travis, who's sitting here, has turned over a share for the 3 acre feet for what's the current construction. So, in other words, 4.5 acre feet is what we have right now for the property. So now I'll show you what they want to change to.
Now, wait a minute. Where does the 0.2 come back into here? Because we calculated that using 0.6. And the 4.5 is a total. We give them credit for the hookup for the old house is 1.5. So they needed 3 acre feet. Wouldn't they need 3.2 acre feet?
They will. This is the old one.
Yeah, this is the old one. I'll show you the new calculation.
I'm just showing you how small I am.
Okay. Yeah, we're
impressed, Steve.
Okay. Yeah, I'm impressed.
Okay, I didn't realize we was...
We got a whole new plan we're looking at now.
All right.
So this is our current review of the plans. And you can see the layout's changed. It's now incorporated everything in the C3 zone. So that's where we get this shape. And you can see there's a commercial building here. That's the one under construction. New one here, and a new one here. And then there's parking here. So that'll be the new layout. So I've got some different renderings for you to look at. This is looking from above at those buildings. Give you a better idea of the layout. And in these buildings, again, this is a restaurant. We've calculated the water for this building to be a restaurant also. It's possible this will end up being retail, which is a lesser water requirement. But maybe retail comes in initially and then it changes to a restaurant. That way we're covered.
There's a really good chance that only one of those two will be a restaurant at the end of the day.
So.
You say there's a good chance only one will be?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then these buildings will have retail on the lower floor. And then the upper floor are those short-term rental units.
Is that building down below on the left, on the neighbor?
This one?
Is that a building that's existing?
No, so that'll be on that vacant lot. That'll be residential, just a single-family home on that lot at some point.
So this is owned by the Springers here. Initially, they were looking at doing a zone change, so the entire property would be commercial. we had a public hearing before the planning commission, and there was quite a few public comments. And so after that meeting, the Springers pulled their application for the rezone, and so they're looking at just a residential use in that area. It'd be just a single-family home is what we're looking at. I'll show you some other renderings.
Travis, I've got a non-water question, but just because you're here, I want to... Do you anticipate any of that to be office building or real, true retail?
No, there's a chance that an upper little corner section might be offices, but all the main floor we're planning on retail. Okay. We've pretty much got them. We've got interest pretty much for every spot. It's awesome. All local, small-town business. It's not any chiropractors. It's mostly just for visitors and locals to go over. Got a little bookstore, a little German pretzel gal was interested in putting a pretzel, kind of a cool little pretzel company in, and okay. Yeah, just stuff like that.
Okay.
What's wrong with chiropractors?
No, just...
We love them, and our backs love them.
I visit one of them.
They don't pay a lot of sales tax.
They don't pay a lot of sales tax, and they don't make the area interesting, sadly. So, okay.
So here's 200 West, that's the new restaurant. And you can see looking directly to the west on this view. A couple more views, this is off of 200 West. So we've been to the visual and architectural committee, but we need to go back to work on some of the details. So that's scheduled for next week. Work on more of the architecture. This is the back parking area. We're trying to protect the neighbors from lights from the parking area. So we've got fencing around it. And another view there. And another view. So this shows the site plan. And what this does is it calculates out the landscaped area. So 13,776 square feet of landscaped area is what we're looking at for this. And then this breaks down what's happening in each building. So it shows the square footage for the retail space, plus the nightly rentals above, and it goes through and does each building. So a few things with the buildings. Each building has a small laundry, so a washing machine and a dryer. They could probably do it with one building, but then they'd be moving the linens from one area to another. And so we've taken that into account as we've looked at the numbers. There is a small office space that Travis mentioned. That doesn't have any calculation for water. And again, the units are just pure hotel units. They just have bathrooms and that's it. No laundry facilities and no kitchen facilities. So here we get to the numbers. So here's our formula for restaurants, 35 gallons per day, 365 days per year. You divide that by gallons per acre foot. And then this is the return flow here of 1.77. So now, with our previous review, we had 32 seats. Now that we have the potential for double the restaurant, we've doubled that to 64. So you can see, using that formula, we end up with 4.4 acre feet for the two restaurant areas. The full dwelling now comes to 0.8 acre feet instead of, we had 0.6 initially for that partial dwelling. The 8 nightly rental units, no kitchen, wet bar, or laundry, those come out to 0.3 per unit at 2.4 acre feet. The three laundries, and this is looking at, they are just for the 8 rooms, and based off of state code, 20 gallons per load per machine, we came out with this number of 8 rooms. You know, again, the 20 gallons per load, and that equaled 1.07 acre feet. The commercial space bathrooms, using state requirements, came out to 2.97 acre feet. So just one, in each building there's one restroom and it just has one toilet, so that's where that number comes from. The previous plan outside irrigation, just as a reminder, we had 24,000 square feet, which is 1.68 acre feet. The new plan, there's a lot less outside irrigation. So it's only 13,776 at 0.72. When you add up the 4.44, the 0.8, the 2.4, the 1.07, the 2.97, and the 0.72, that comes out to 12.4 acre feet. 12.4 minus the 4.5 that we already have equals 7.9 would be the water calculation, the water requirement for this year, for this proposal.
The additional question, are they not putting a restroom in the, are you only putting one toilet in the restaurant?
So the restaurants, the water calculation includes the restroom. It's a different system
in the, than the retail. In the so much per seat.
Yeah, so much per seat.
I just wanted to make sure this.
Yeah, they'll have. They'll
owning
have
a business, those. I don't think one toilet.
Yeah.
Adequate. Okay, no, that's good.
Yeah. No, so
no, I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah. Any other questions on the math then? So.
Okay. Does the applicant want to say anything?
No.
Any questions from the board? Hearing none, we entertain a motion to approve the water calculations and the recommendation to the city council with 7.9 acre feet for the additional water requirements.
I'll make that motion.
We have a motion by Grant. We need a second.
I'll second it.
Second by Mayor Johnson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? I do have one question. Are you going to have adequate parking, putting my county hat on me? Because you look like you got a lot of facilities there.
Yeah, so the parking, per code, they need 50 stalls. Now, I know you calculated out 48. When I did it, I came up with 50, and I'll have to show you that. Mm. They do have 50 stalls, which does meet code.
The thing tricky is the parking's around the corner from the buildings, but I don't know what we can do about that.
Yeah.
As for how busy the restaurants are, if they have a really busy restaurant, yeah, there probably won't be enough parking. Hopefully with a mixed-use development, though, there's enough
during
different
the,
uses
during the
going
day
on.
Use that will make up for it at night.
Yeah, and the rental units, you know, our average capacity is 62% in town, so it's not like those will have cars all the time. And so hopefully there'll be enough cross parking that it won't be a problem. That's the hope, but it doesn't mean there's not going to be a problem.
And that's not taking into account any cross parking, meaning I'm staying at the nightly rental, I'll then go to the restaurant, so one stall serves both.
Yeah. So there's a good chance that it'll be okay, but you never know. If they have a very good two restaurants in there that are just very popular, that could be a problem.
But you got a lot of a commercial development there with the small shops, and it just looks like parking could be an issue.
Yeah.
You know, will you go back to the map, the Google?
It would take just a second.
I was just thinking about the parking on.
There's quite a bit of parking right here.
It is a little ways away though, isn't it?
It's a crossing. We do have a sidewalk all the way down to this site. But parking along this road
doesn't work,
especially on this side. This side does have quite a bit of right of way. We just don't have any people parking there because there's no reason to park there right now.
And I just, you know, we've addressed some of our parking issues just with some signage and that, like that little lot across from Midway Mercantile. We didn't think anybody would use it. It's full. So I think just letting people know where they can park helps. And you know, you have to work it out.
Yeah.
You either have the parking along the street, which is ugly, or you have the charming building along the street, which is charming. So
will the state let them park along the street?
Unless they mark no parking, you can park there. Right now, there's nothing saying you can't.
I think they follow the municipality code, where you got a state highway within the municipality. Yeah.
We do have no parking signs on the east side.
Yeah, here there's no parking, but on this side, there's actually quite a bit of room to park right now. Mm-hmm. Now, they're going to upgrade their frontage as part of this. They'll put in the 5-foot sidewalk that we require, and the park strip will be included.
We're planning on bringing the sidewalk into the lot, though, instead of into that, just because we know at some point, you know, that road needs to widen out or something. So we're bringing the sidewalk into the property further.
That's kind of up to UDOT, isn't it?
We do need to work with them because we'd hate to have a sidewalk that kind of meanders a little bit, but we're talking about a foot, so.
Yeah, that's one of the last things we're planning on doing. Just Maybe let's get together before then, before we do anything with it, we'll just make sure we're on the same page.
We can make that work.
Yeah.
We'll have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Why is my computer?
I don't know, but I did that all by myself.
I watched it do it.
It's going through an update.
I love it.
Your computer always updates during meetings.
Yeah, I don't know what.
You gotta set that time.
Why would they ever set?
Can you cancel it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, but it's 3% done already.
Okay, we'll have a 5-minute
break.
Well,
let's go on to the next one and see how much we can do without your computer.
Not much, because I don't even have any notes.
Paul knows it.
I'm 7% in.
7%?
Oh, you did. Oh, we do have some notes. You brought the sheet.
Do you want to do a break?
Michael, anything else for me? We're good?
Oh, I think we're good.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Travis.
About a quarter of the way done.
When you say Springers, are they part of the Springer family?
So the Springer family.
Jerry's.
It's got to be a grandson and his wife.
That's why I wondered if he's a grandson of Jerry's.
Travis isn't,
no.
But the people who bought the property are it's a grandson and his wife that purchased it. So Travis is a partner on just development.
Okay.
But the Springers have been very involved in this. So.
They're not old timers.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Oh, I don't have the staff reports in here.
Yeah, we're close. We're a third of the way through.
You might be able to get started with just
that.
Michael.
Well, like it, I definitely can give you all the numbers. Just visually, it's nice to see it.
Yeah, it is.
And so,
hang on, Jeff. We'll be with you in a minute.
You can
tell me when to say yay.
Tell me when to say yes.
You got it.
You need to change your default to midnight, Michael.
I have changed. I've messed with this. Trust me, I've been through this
before.
Didn't
this happen to you at Planning Commission?
It's happened before.
And it's happened at City Council.
It's happened in water advisory before.
Yeah, it has.
He tries.
It's unfortunate.
Where is it now?
It's restarting.
Okay, that's good.
It might have to restart twice.
But at least it's done.
Or three times.
That's good. Well, that's not good, but it's good that it's done. Updated.
I didn't even see that popping up. You saw it on the screen?
I just saw it change from screen share to...
A lot of times it'll give you a couple of hours.
Yeah,
you can put a delay.
Bar,
you can hit delay.
Mm-mm.
There wasn't anything on there.
That was quick.
Mm-hmm.
They're on, computer's on to you.
Hey, we're to 92%.
Is it going to snow all night, huh?
Oh, I don't know. Hadn't it kind of slowed down?
No.
Is it still snowing?
Yeah.
I live in the basement here, so I don't know what's going on.
It's kind of
it's been snowing all day.
It's not big like it was during the day.
It's so pretty out there.
There's a lot of snow.
Driving from Midway Lane, crossing Provo River.
Yeah.
Just magical, all the trees white.
Yeah. Oh, she's gone.
Yeah.
Christy Alley.
Mm-hmm. Kirstie Alley died.
She died?
Mm-hmm. She's only 71.
Oh.
Who is that?
Kirstie Alley.
Actress.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yep.
Who was she on Cheers?
Rebecca.
Oh, okay.
She had kind of a scratchy voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never would have known that.
Okay.
I'm amazed.
That's because you don't understand things, Michael. It's okay. You know the important stuff.
I think there should be a study. If you are in the entertainment industry, your life expectancy has got to be 20 years less than the rest of the population.
Says she died from cancer.
Yeah, you live fast, die fast.
So fast. Mm. Unless you're Betty White.
Yeah.
Yeah, Betty White went on for a long time.
Yeah.
It says 100%.
Doing a bit of snow all the way till tomorrow about noon.
Huh?
Is it?
We've got another storm this weekend. So I was going to ask you, Steve, how do you feel about this year with the water?
I feel good, but you know, we felt good last year in November, and then it dried off. And
yeah.
Well, we didn't have this much snow last year, did we?
No, but we had a good wet
Fall.
So I remember
October, November, we got like 7 inches of rain of moisture.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
What about New York in that stadium getting 6.5 feet of snow?
We need one of those.
But they had to relocate the football game because of all the snow?
Was that
and they had no place to put the snow once they plowed it?
It's crazy. Yeah, those lake-type snows.
What does it do for our water table, though, when it freezes so that it doesn't go into the ground as soon? Isn't that better that it's this cold? No?
No. I mean, it is. It is. Once you set it.
You want it to go in the ground in the spring, but this time of year, don't we want it frozen? Isn't that better?
Actually, no. We want the snow to come before the ground freezes and then turn cold and set. So that the new snow on top of it will kind of
stay.
Yeah, sit.
Yeah.
And then when it starts to melt, it will all go into the ground. And
so isn't that what we got this year?
To a degree, until the ground moisture. We had high ground moisture last fall.
Because of the October water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we had got the ground aquifer filled up, and then we had runoff.
That's the problem in the spring. If you don't have the ground water full, then it sucks it into the ground instead of running off. So you don't get much runoff.
The worst storm event is in the spring when the ground is frozen, there's snow on the ground, and we get rain. Yeah. Which the rain is runoff, and the rain melts the snow.
And it runs and the ground is frozen because it won't go in.
We ask a lot of Mother Nature, don't we?
But usually the ground over time, or once you get snow on top of it, the ground will thaw underneath. Because the temperature of the ground will come up. The snow insulates it. So over time,
get Zoom going again on here.
You usually don't have frozen ground unless you have not very much snow. If you get a lot of snow, the ground will thaw.
Contractors will move the snow off the ground so it will freeze, so they can get their equipment on areas that normally they couldn't get to.
So this summer, Steve said that it was gonna rain really hard, and we'd been dry. And sure enough, in a day's time, it was raining like crazy. I was pretty impressed.
Remember that.
I was pretty impressed.
Stay impressed.
You said within the next 3 days, it was gonna rain a lot. And it was one day later, and it started raining a lot.
Because that day I cut my hay. I've learned by experience.
Do you ever look at Farmer's Almanac?
And that's all we do is look at.
That's supposed to be like the most accurate percentage of forecasting or something. I remember reading something about that.
I want to know who does the forecasting for them.
Who knows? I just think it's all a crapshoot. Who knows what's going to happen?
You want more accurate, get a bigger dartboard. More people throwing darts.
Look out your window.
Just getting Zoom going. I'm waiting for the password.
Don't worry about the Zoom. I can follow along if you...
Well, I needed to...
Get the computer.
Yeah, so I can show it to everybody.
Party's sounding pretty quiet, Jeff.
What was that?
Your party's sounding quiet.
Yeah, I'm on mute, hanging out on mute.
You gotta admit there.
You been following the rodeo, anybody?
I've been watching.
Are things happening that you thought would happen?
I would like seeing the Utah people do better. Mm-hmm. Casey Fields and that Rider Wright, Justin Wright's doing well.
And who's the family from the Beaver area that's...
The Wrights.
That's the Wrights, okay.
Yeah, he rode a bull last night.
Crazy person.
And that Ray Lazard, he's hanging in the roping, in the steel roping.
Yep, we're set.
Okay.
Okay, the hideout, you go, man.
Okay, the hideout is a density reduction subdivision, so this is preliminary and final. It goes through the process quicker than most subdivisions. 1.79 acres, it's in the R-1-11 zone, so quarter acre lots. So you can see that they're doing a much lower density than what they could get in this zone. They're proposing two lots, and the caveat with the density reduction subdivision is once they record it, we deed restrict it, and it's a really tight deed restriction, so they can't come in and further subdivide. There's some benefits for the city in the fact that we don't take on a new cul-de-sac, for instance, that we need to maintain. And we have reduced density for the long run. There is frontage on Fox Den Road for this property, and there's a future planned road of 400 East, which is River Road down to Mitchie Lane. So here's the aerial showing the property. This was owned by one of the Radmals in the past.
Don't they still own it?
Now this is owned by Gina Honey and her husband.
I think it was Shane.
Yeah, it's in the trust.
Oh, Shane.
It was Shane.
Yeah.
Shane built the house originally. Yeah.
Shane Radmore.
Okay, then the Radmore also owned the piece to the north?
Yeah, the family. His mom
okay.
has the piece to the north. There's a couple of pieces to the north there.
Okay.
So this is Shane's old home.
Yeah.
We just finished helping him plant that whole back into a pasture, so they wanted cows back there.
Yeah, they're qualifying for the urban farming. And so that's her plan.
Your cows or their cows?
They want me to put cow on it.
Yeah, that'll help them qualify.
Try and get it.
If you know Gina Davis, her married name's Gina Honey, but Gina Davis from over in Heber owns this now.
Debbie Davis is Debbie Jones'
sister.
Yeah. Her half-sister.
Not Gina Davis, the actress. Okay.
So some of the history on this is the city issued a permit for a garage. And a garage was built first, and then the city, and no water was turned over to the city for that. Then Radmall applied for a building permit for a home, and 1.5 acre feet or half a share was turned over for the home. Now there's two pieces of property here, and there's a whole long history of the lot lines being adjusted, and this was changed from a garage into a dwelling unit without any approvals, and so we don't have any separate laterals, we don't have water dedication, we don't have impact fees that have been paid for this unit. So what Gina's goal is to make this legal. The only way to make this a legal unit is to create it its own lot, is to have it on its own lot. And so that's the goal of this proposal, is to create a two-lot subdivision, and then they'll be able to rent this out on a long-term basis as a dwelling. So here is existing conditions for the property. See, a lot of the property hasn't been irrigated for a long time. Steve will be able to tell us, but as long as I've been working here, it's pretty dry.
They used it for storing the equipment. They actually hauled gravel on it.
Yep.
It was a mess.
Turned it into a parking lot.
And again, only 1.5 acre feet was turned over for the home. That covered some outside irrigation in the culinary, and that was it. This is the proposed plat. So this is the new lot. It actually has some frontage. We do allow a flagpole with this type of a subdivision. So we have a property here, I think it's 1.16 acres. Then we have this one that is 0.4 acres. And this is the utility plan. So they'll be running utilities directly from the mains to this home. So there'll be a new culinary water line, a new sewer line, and a new pressurized irrigation line coming to this property.
How does the sewer hook now? Through the other home?
Yeah, it must go through this lateral somehow. So it wasn't done with any type of planning as far as we know. So looking at the property, there's a little bit of property dedication. That's where this 0.03 of an acre comes into play. So the area of the lots is 1.76 acres. We subtract for impervious surface, 8,000 square feet per lot, so 16,000 square feet. That leaves the irrigated area at 4.17 acre feet or 1.39 acres. And there's a little bit of park strip out front, so we've accounted for that. So the total irrigated area is 4.2 acre feet. We have the two culinary connections at 1.6 acre feet. 1.5 acre feet was dedicated to the city when the home was built. So when you add up the 4.2 plus the 1.6 and then subtract what they've already turned over, 4.13 acre feet is the required total.
Just 4.3, right? I think you said 1.3.
Oh, yeah, 4.3 acre feet. Any questions on this one?
Now, are you assuming the lots are all going to be irrigated, the 1.79 and the 1.76?
We take
the 8,000 square feet, 0.37 away from it.
Yeah, so we're following the formula in the code.
Okay, but...
The front was all gravel.
Okay, the 1.76 is both lots.
Both lots combined, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right.
Yeah.
And we take 0.7 away from that, and that 0.37, and that gives us 1.39, okay. Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to show off your math skills again?
No, I'm just trying to prove to you I left my calculator on.
Can I ask a few questions? Michael's done.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, Steve can.
Yes, please.
I'm sorry, I'm used to it.
Go to the aerial phone. So, a little more on this history. After Gina purchased the home, she came to the city to make sure that it was a legal thing, and the city said it wasn't. So now she's inherited kind of a mess. There's a side of me that wishes she wouldn't have even have said anything, because it's just led to a bunch of requirements on her. The first one was, hey, prove it's a lot of record. Well, we couldn't find a certificate, but we could see that the Radmill property had been divided for four different homes. That didn't satisfy Luke. Then another one was, we'll show us on the building permit that it was approved with a culinary connection. We actually found a permit that showed that it had either a culinary connection or a bathroom, I can't remember which, but then Luke said, well, we think the carbon copy was off, so that doesn't count. So that's what's led us here to this subdivision. But what I'd like you to consider is, these are existing properties. I mean, I don't think they're going to... We can count a lot of this, but when you look at the front, if you take out the home, the patio, the driveway, and then if you also look at this driveway, this area, this gravel yard area, and include this gazebo and the patio that's around it, well, all that totals 0.51 acres. I mean, because it's an existing use, couldn't we consider that? I don't see them tearing up stuff to landscape it, and it's much more than your 8,000 square feet.
Didn't they take out most, the majority of that gravel behind got taken out?
This?
Yeah.
Up to the house?
Not all the way to the house. But
so I include it to here,
yeah,
where that
but
yard
is. I think there's more of that. At least that was the... Brad did the work, and I went down there.
Well, maybe we could take a little out.
Yeah.
But
I'm just saying they wanted to move that as close.
Then we also have this right of way in the back that they've set aside that, you know, one day the city could possibly take, and that's another tenth of an acre. So now all of a sudden the water rights would be 1.83 acre feet.
So that's the one thing that kind of has some merit in my mind is I think we have to keep with the 8,000 square feet, but where there's this dedication on the plat for a future road, it is an easement, and so they do have that property, but it could be that they lose that in the future, and we would never be able to give them water once it's deeded to us.
You don't even think this front part or the house where it's been developed, where it's more than 8,000 square feet, worth considering
that? I think development is temporary at best. People are going to come in and do different things in the future. That's my take.
They're trying to work with the city on this.
I kind of agree with Mike. We ought to stay for 8,000. And if you want to request a reconsideration, then you do the drawings and come back and to this board and request a reconsideration. And then we could look at it on the merits of you presenting it.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I get a little bit concerned looking at individual. I don't know that we've ever said, okay, let's look at this lot. It's always been an 8,000 square foot.
No, we've considered it. And we always said we'll go with the 8,000 square feet. And, you know, we have people say, I'm going to build an arena, I'm going to build a horse barn. And when we get something there that's substantial and it's not economically feasible to tear down, it's not in the best interest, then I think we could make an adjustment.
But remember, this isn't new development. This is existing development.
I guess we'd have to treat it as new development because it's...
It's never been approved.
Never been approved.
It's...
Illegal.
I feel like we've...
Well, it's had building permits issued.
We've bumped up against a couple of similar situations, not necessarily in Water Board, but similar situations where folks have purchased a property maybe without doing their full homework in advance. And then they've purchased it and they can find out, oh wait, this isn't legal, and someone maybe turned them in. You're right, they're trying to do the right thing and they've been great to work with and 100% appreciate that.
But it feels like they've been penalized the whole way through.
Because they purchased something without doing their homework, right? And so who has to bear that burden? Us as a city or our ratepayers, or is it our obligation to make exceptions?
Nobody's having to bear this. The irrigated area isn't there.
But it could be.
It could be.
So
people are going to tear down buildings and driveways.
Okay, but what about in front of that? I've seen a whole lot of area that if it were me, I might turn it into grass. And if we, then we're back to that situation of we didn't get the water rights and now we're trying to backtrack. And Paul,
I think common sense is going out the window on this one a little bit.
I think that there could be an adjustment, especially for the easement and for the permanent structures. But I think our rule of 8,000 square feet is a fair rule.
I think I'd go back and make the recommendation. We stay with the 8,000. If you want to make an adjustment, let this argument go to the city council. Yeah. You're going to make the final decision anyway.
Mm-hmm. I think one comment on the 8,000 is we arrived at that number by averaging what we see all the way through the zones. This happens to be one that's on the higher end, but there's some that are on the lower. That's how we arrived at the number of 8,000. It's not specific to any lot, it's just an average for the zone because things change over time.
Right. For the zone of half acre and up?
Well, it's a third acre and up is 8,000 square feet, less than a third acre is 5,000.
Not arguing the 8,000 square foot rule, especially on developments, but where you have an existing developed property, I think we could look at it and say, oh, here's what they're watering.
To Steve's point, would you like to come back to this body with your revised suggestions, or do you want us to make our recommendations and then bring your revised suggestions to City Council?
I guess I'd like to avoid meetings if I can, but if it's more appropriate to come back here, I will.
I think it makes more sense to come back here with a revised proposal.
Okay.
What do you guys
think? It wouldn't be till February, though, because we don't have a meeting in January. No. So that would be the problem. It's a timing issue.
Well, we can still go through the subdivision process and the city council.
Well, you know, only the city council can deviate from our policy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess we could.
Well, we have. Yeah. I mean, there was, you know, I couldn't remember their name, but, you know, they wanted an orchard on their long, narrow lot. And we said, okay, we'll approve this with a standard house. But if ever you start watering that orchard, you're going to have to turn in water.
Yeah.
So we've made those kinds of recommendations. Yeah. And I think the council appreciates the Water Board taking a thorough look at it first. And I think that you've made some fair points. I tend to continue to go. I mean, again, we've had multiple situations where people have come in. I bought this house. They were renting this. I didn't know it wasn't allowed. You didn't do your homework. I'm sorry. But... You know, there's rules, and we have to adjust those rules when they get brought to our attention. And we're pretty darn consistent about that. So if there's a fair argument to not have as much water turned in, I think it should come back here first.
But on the other hand, this parcel at one time had a full water right. It's part of the old Leo Luke farm. And he divided it up among his daughters.
That water's been sold over time, and so that's why we have a lack of water.
So someone benefited from water getting sold, and now we need water, right?
Yeah.
That's the way it is. I would make a motion that a fair argument has been made, and I would table this until that those numbers can be brought back to the Water Board for reconsideration.
We have a motion to table this until we get more information on the amount of non-irrigated land based on the present condition of the park of the parcel.
So hold on a second. So if it's tabled, what does that do to how you're going to process it?
I think we could go to Planning Commission, but I wouldn't want to go to Council without a recommendation from the Water Board.
Could it be a recommendation from this board, but if different facts are brought back, that could be modified?
Or would that require to go back to Council anyway? Mm-hmm.
Do we have a motion on the table? Do we have a second?
I mean, we can let this motion die and do a different one. It would have to go back to Council because it's just a recommending body.
Question I have, can we send it forward based on these numbers, based on our thing, and tell this Council that there are some extenuating circumstances? And I would, you know, that you can put those together and then the Council can take those and say, yeah, they're going to make this.
Yeah, the real issue here is just the fact that there's not a Water Board meeting next month. If there was a Water Board meeting next month, I wouldn't be worried about scheduling.
That's why I'm saying what I'm saying.
Well, I think then we go with the motion that we was originally going to have and let them make their appeal to the City Council.
Jeff, do you have an opinion about that? As a council member and a
I'm okay making a recommendation based on what's on that slide, and then if there's changes, the council can consider that. I think maybe in the motion, the Water Board could say we support considering changes or the council looking at those as necessary.
I don't know if I'd want to say we support until we actually see it.
Yeah. Right.
Well.
So I think
we ought to say to them, it's something they ought to look at.
Or in the findings, we can show that there were some arguments that could potentially be considered by the council. Mm-hmm. But our recommendation is based on policy, basically.
Code.
That way then it can move forward. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's not held up.
Hey, did you make that as a
motion? I'll make that motion. That
we all right, do we have a second?
I'll second that.
We have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion passes.
So the motion is that they are required to turn their 4.3
right.
feet.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Right. New or old business? Do we have any new or old business we need to discuss?
No, he's not good, but he's done.
If there's no new or old business, we entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Have a good night, everybody.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion.
Aye.
We're adjourned.